Hello, I'm Joseph Pierce, and please permit me to just give you an update on what's newly published this week in the inner sanctum of my personal website, jpierce.co. Every week I post three new podcasts and also write an essay called The Lady Dale Diary on what I'm actually doing in my life as regards work and my life with my family, etc. So this week, what's newly posted this week, we have three different podcasts. One is called Revisiting Old Favourites, in which I basically do exactly that. I revisit old favourites, by which I mean books that I particularly like and recommend and want to share with people. And I actually read the book or the essays. Sometimes it's essays. We've had Chesterton's essays in the series. But for a long time now, for almost a year, in fact, we have been reading The Path to Rome by Hilaire Belloc, which means we've been with him every inch of the way as he has trudged from northern France over the Alps, over the Apennines. He's currently in Tuscany, and today, in the reading I've done this week, he arrives in the beautiful Tuscan city of Lucca, where I actually spent my honeymoon with my wife. And in fact, what I realised today for the first time, almost exactly 100 years after Belloc had trudged through on his trip to Rome, on his pilgrimage to Rome, he was there in June of 1901. We were there in May of 2001. So all but 1 month, 1 century apart, we were following in Hilaire Belloc's footsteps. Needless to say, we also went to Rome, as he did on our honeymoon, as he did on his pilgrimage. So that's what we've been doing. And of course, if you join the Inner Sanctum, you don't have to just listen to this week's. So you have a whole year of sort of, on average, about 15-minute long extracts of my reading and commenting upon Hilaire Belloc's Path to Rome, his pilgrimage to Rome. So that's the Revisiting Old Favourites podcast. This week, in one of the other regular podcasts, is Home is Where the Hearth Is. And that's where I speak on whatever I want to speak about, whatever I feel like talking about. And sometimes it's just a one-off musing for 15 minutes. So each podcast, I aim to be about 15 minutes. The poetry one I'll talk about in a moment is often a bit shorter. But also sometimes I just could sort of give us a lecture or a talk on a particular topic, and it takes as long as it takes, usually sort of 3 or 4 weeks or whatever. At the moment, we are discussing the mystery surrounding a mysterious play on St. Thomas More that was written sometime in the late 1500s or early 1600s. And we know that Shakespeare was at least a collaborator, and I'm looking at the mystery surrounding it, the extent to which Shakespeare was involved, and extent to which other people were involved, including well-known playwrights. And this week we're looking at the rather bizarre and mysterious, I keep using that word, but this manuscript is surrounded and shrouded in mystery, that Shakespeare is collaborating with a priest. Sorry, with a playwright who hated priests and hunted priests, a priest hater and a priest hunter, who was indirectly at least responsible, and perhaps directly responsible, for the martyrdom of Catholic priests and Catholic saints, including St. Edmund Campion. So what on earth is Shakespeare doing collaborating with a playwright of this ilk? Well, if you want to find out, you'll have to tune into the Inner Sanctum. Join the Inner Sanctum, in fact, support me and my family and my work by joining the Sanctum and listening to this week's Home is Where the Hearth Is podcast, in which I discuss and discover, hopefully, the meaning of the mystery of this mysterious play on St. Thomas More, in which Shakespeare was indubitably involved, but we don't know for sure how involved. And then the third podcast this week is the poem of the week. And each week I select normally not just one poem. It depends upon the length of the poem. If it's a longer poem, perhaps only one, but normally two, sometimes three poems of the week. This week's Poems of the Week is by a favourite of mine. He's featured before and will no doubt feature again, the great romantic poet William Wordsworth. And this week I look at two wonderful poems by him on the beauty of women. The great poet inspired by the beauty of the feminine. Two great poems which I read, talk about briefly. So again, that's this week in the Inner Sanctum of my personal website, jpierce.co. And finally, the Lady Dal Diary. Well, it basically is where I discuss what I'm up to, both as a paterfamilias, as a father of a family, a husband and a father, and also, of course, what I'm doing in my work, in my working life, in my travels to give talks, etc., in my editing and in my writing and my teaching. So this week I'm talking about a tsunami that hit this week. I knew it was coming, and this week has been a particularly frenetic week. In fact, one of the words I used to describe it in the Lady Dal Diary is a maelstrom. I've been in the midst of a maelstrom this week as regards things that have hit me. So again, without further ado, I'll leave you to check that out if you'd like by joining the Inner Sanctum. So thanks for listening to me. Getting an update on what's available in the Inner Sanctum of my personal website, jpierce.co this week. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for your interest in me and my work. And I do hope you might think about joining me in the Inner Sanctum. Until then, goodbye and God bless.